Okay, so this is my third audio on Anchor, and this is another one from my blog, which you can find on Medium, where I'm under the name Richard James, and you can find me on WordPress under the name Elusive Ebooks. And this blog was basically about a program I watched called Being Black, Going Crazy, and it highlighted issues on mental health, such as the stigma in the black community of mental health being something black people don't really suffer from because we're strong or seen as strong to people. And from a religious perspective, many feel it's demonic possession in the body causing people to hear voices or act out in ways that people would consider dangerous or abnormal. There's also the typical gender issue of the male macho perspective that we should be strong and get on with things, with parents that won't understand us and offer little support that's needed. So for some, mental illness can lay dormant or dismissed until it becomes worse, and with a failure to diagnose on time, the correct treatment can't be issued and things can become a lot worse for individuals and others, namely leading to prison, violence, or mental health sectioning that can cause a loss of children, family, money, and a home. So throughout the show, many state other races see black people being more violent or as a threat, so they tend to get sectioned more. You know, when they're confronted by police, it's not an ideal thing. They want to see police that have always been against us. They get upset and easily stressed even more. Throughout, there's the concerns by younger people that there is a lack of understanding among elders in our community due to the cultural portrayal of mental health as a bad stigma on the family name. You know, so many of us want to say our children are doing well to other people. But having to say, oh, you know, my child's not at home, they're in a mental health hospital, is not something that, you know, you might get sympathy, but someone else would go and easily run to someone else and say, oh, blah, blah, blah's child is in this situation and talk about it. Anyway, the religious side is looked at through a pastor who preaches the use of the Bible and health departments to try and help, and also the community perspective of people in the community trying to help out those individuals that they see and know need help. The presenter, Keith Dubey, I hope I've said his name right. He sent a personal message to me on Twitter, so thanks for that. I wasn't expecting that when I actually done the article. But anyway, he seems to self-diagnose himself by stating in his past that he was involved in gangs and looking over his shoulder, you know, chasing money. And being around dangerous people for a long amount of time caused him to be anxious. And there's a female on the show as well, where she had anxiety through school, possibly peer pressure to fit in or severe bullying. We're not told exactly what extent or the reasons, possibly due to the sensitivity of the nature, and it still wore to her, so she didn't really mention. One woman who works with mental health charities states the fact that black people are being put in rundown areas generation after generation has caused some of these issues of mental health. Sure, from a person on the outside, they would argue there's been time to change things, but it's hard to go from a life in a rundown area to being positive and, you know, having a general great outlook on life when you've come from such a hard, harsh background. She also realizes the fact that you just don't wake up one day with mental health issues. It's something that develops, is something other people should be able to see around you. But I suppose if it develops slowly and these people might not realize slow changes, you know, it's something that would stand out to someone else because you think, oh, this person's a bit odd. But if it's creeping up day by day, you see this person, you might not realize. And she emphasizes the need for community action. And there are stats that pop up suggesting a high percentage of gang members suffer from personality disorders, possibly due to drug misuse or post-traumatic violence. And I'm running out of time with this post. I did have more to say. I might do a part two. I'm not sure how long that would go on for, probably a minute or two. But as always, if you like, feel free to comment, clap, whatever you do on this. I'm not really familiar with how it goes, but look out for me on other platforms as well. It would be appreciated.